Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.
Okay, so it's not exactly splitting the stones out there.
It's well, shite is what it is.
The rain might be splitting the stones
out there.
Is it
like that? I've no waterproof. See, I was one of those days yesterday where everything that could go wrong went wrong. I went out on the motorbike and the first thing that happened was the bastard and brakes broke, and then I had to go to the shop. And thankfully, mega bikes are brilliant. I have to say, fair play to me for helping me out there. But the bastard and brakes broke, and then I had to get a lend of a bike off them. But I realised I left all my waterproofs and everything in the in my own bike in the shop. So now I'm going around with four pairs of jeans and a fucking bag, and every time I go somewhere, I have to change my pants. Today. And that's the day now that I'm in. And I've four different places to go. So I had to count for four things I needed to do and bring four pairs of pants.
So you're going
to
arrive home with four wet pairs of jeans.
Four wet pairs of pants in a shopping bag.
And nothing else to wear for the rest of the week.
And that's it. I've no fifth pair for tomorrow.
And I'll tell you how bad it is as we record this. John's sitting outside and he's wearing his coat.
He's wearing his coat.
And he's indoors.
He's there sitting indoors.
He's indoors.
With a snorkel jacket. A snorkel jacket.
That'll tell you how bad the rain is.
So that'll tell you what sort of a Friday everybody's having today. Yeah,
The worst thing is, I feel for you with that situation, because it's like if you have to do, like when your car goes in for service or whatever, you maybe have to borrow something, you're in somebody else's.
Yeah.
And all your, just the stuff that's just normal
the
to
stuff
you in
that
your
you
own.
Forget,
so like your fob for a gate or whatever,
your toll pass. You don't have anything.
Everything's, you're all over the shop.
You're back in the fucking Stone Ages.
The place you put your phone, it's all different.
You can't take your cacks off in the car when you're driving. It's unbelievable. Wow. Everything's wrong. It just feels like you're in another world. There's the initial buzz of, oh, wow, you're giving me a loan of a bike. You know, that's amazing. Now I get to ride a newer bike, much newer than mine. And then you go, oh, that's great. And that buzz wears off really as soon as you need to do something. As soon as you're not leisurely grifting along. Yeah. You know, as soon as you actually have to be somewhere, you're like, I've no one to, hell, your pockets are stuffed with underpants. You have a bag of jeans on your back.
And you know what happens as well? Other things that happens is, again, whether you get a lend of a car off a garage or whatever, or a lend of a car off your other half or somebody else or whatever, is that the fact that it's grand for a while. Even when it's newer, better, maybe. Oh. You know, maybe the car's better than your car or whatever.
Yeah, better model, yeah.
But what happens is you go to indicate or something and the windscreen wipers go on.
Yeah.
And it's immediately, this fucking car's useless.
Well, that's
what
it.
What a piece of shit.
Try to indicate.
Or you can't
today.
Find how to adjust your seat. What a sort of load of rubbish is this?
Yeah, all that.
How do you drive that piece of shit?
Exactly. Went to indicate today and I beeped the horn twice. Your man in front of me going, what the fuck's wrong with him? I'm there, nothing. I can't help it.
It's this stupid bike.
It's this stupid bike, this stupid state-of-the-art motorcycle I'm on. That's doing absolutely nothing wrong. Nothing to do with me. You steady. You just do what you're doing, not me. All right. Yeah.
Because we were having that technology or that about technology during the week, weren't we? That, you know, when you can't use something, you never think, oh my God, I'm terrible. I'm not able to use this.
You always think,
well,
piece
this
of
is
shit.
Who designed this?
Supposed to make the world better. And they give me this fucking crap. No one can use these. No one. Everybody's using them except for you. Yeah.
It must be the default human mode.
Oh, it is, definitely.
Blame at all costs.
If I can't use it, it's shit. That's it. That's the human condition. If I can't use it, it's shit.
Yeah.
If I don't like it, it's shit.
Yeah.
If it suits me, it's great. There's nothing wrong with the way I do things.
To be fair.
Why can't everyone just carry their phone between their ass cheeks?
I know.
The same as way as everybody, you know.
I know I told you this story before, but I have to tell it again because it's absolutely perfect for that. For exactly what we're talking about, right? It's the story to tell. You know, many of you will have heard us mention the bomber, right? Who's a butcher friend of ours from Crumlin, right?
Oh,
there was this great moment where there was somebody was looking something up on their phone, right?
There
was something that was going on. They were looking it up on their phone, and he'd only gotten a new phone himself.
Of course,
he said to him, "He said, here, look it up on that." He said, "See that phone there?" He said, "That is the best phone you can get." Right.
State of the art.
That's absolutely the best phone that's available at the moment. Best phone you can get. Look it up on that. You know what I mean? That would piss all over that phone you're looking at there now. Right? And your man turned around and said, you look it up. And he went, well, I can't fucking use it.
I can't use that fucking thing. What are you saying? I can't use these modern fandangled gizmos.
It was the best. It's still the best I've ever heard. It's like literally, this scene is absolutely brilliant. I can't use it now, but it's absolutely brilliant.
I haven't a clue what it does. I haven't a clue. I would have been happy with an old phone.
Yeah.
One of my favourite lines
it's
ever.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah. And that's it. So people just don't know. Your other mate, whatever's going on up in the hills with Jim, Jim's other mate, the old lad, who gets his, goes, I was watching Facebook last night. Did you see it? And you're like, what do you mean? Yeah. He's like, yeah, there was something on Facebook around 9 o'clock. He thought it was like watching the television. That if you were on Facebook at 9 o'clock when he was, yeah, you all saw the same
everybody
thing.
Everybody saw the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And he was there going, and then giving you a Nokia 5210 or something, going, does my phone have Facebook? You're like, no, it doesn't. That's not how things work. It's not like that, you know.
You'd wonder how we are. And the worst thing about it is, the worst thing is knowing that you'll become that.
Oh, and you know already I mean? I'm like, rapidly there.
Absolutely.
In certain ways, I already am there. Yeah. You know,
because like you see, and obviously you're going to see it really starkly with your kids in a few years.
Jesus,
because I see it even with my lads.
Well, they'll have chips put in their brain. They'll just be sitting there thinking of Google and getting answers.
Because even that, like, you know, the stuff that is completely, in fact, it's out of date.
Yeah, by the time we get it, it's gone.
And I never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You and me are still on Piano Cat. You know. Dun, 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 whatever it is. You know. And they're, God knows where they are. You know. They're not even on the same social media platforms we're on. We don't even understand what they're on.
Yeah, because you know that this year is the 20th anniversary of YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. So
or
there
whatever.
You go.
Or the first video ever being uploaded
and
or whatever.
And when you think about it, like, look how far YouTube has come. I need to say YouTube, which is a sign of me age as well. YouTube has come.
Come here, do I get to YouTube? On the
I think there's more things onto YouTube than there is on the television. I do. I think there is.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't quote me on that now.
Yeah, yeah. Come here. You didn't see that thing on the YouTube, did you?
There must be over 100 videos on it. There must be. Oh, I tell you something. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
The YouTube. You should check out the YouTube. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Come here now. Do you have to pay a license there for the YouTube talk?
Yeah, yeah. How much is the license for YouTube? Can I get 2 YouTube vouchers for the young lad? He's mad for the YouTube vouchers.
I just love the YouTube.
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah, yeah. How much is the YouTube voucher and how long does it last? Is there a fuse you need?
Anyway.
And that's it, yeah. And we're already there with loads of... I'm already there with internet banking. I have the fucking riddlers how that works. Not absolute riddlers. I told you I rang customer support one of the days and I was saying, I can't get me money to do this and it's put it in the account. She goes, what currency are you trying to change it into? I was there, what are you talking about? She goes, you're in the Bureau de Change, the online bureau. I was like, I had no idea that
was. Do you know what it's
a
bit like, the internet banking stuff now, and online banking or whatever? It's a bit like, remember there used to be those people that when there was cooking shows on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd try and cook along.
Yes.
Right? So they do, you know, like, now you can make this at home yourself with this. If you just But before you do, you'd have to have everything ready, obviously. You know what I mean? If you turned around and you went, then get the paprika. Oh, wait, I have no paprika. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And it was live, so you couldn't go off and do it, right? And internet banking has become that now. They all of a sudden, they'll land you with something. You're going to need your CSIG number. What? Fuck, where's that?
Yeah. What is it?
Where do we get that?
Yeah.
We're going to send you a code via your... encrypted. What?
Encrypted? What are you talking about? I'm trying to get a new driver's license. I can't do it. They're like, have you got a card? You know, I don't even know the name. There's 2 cards you need. Like, you get them off the guards or something.
Is credit one of them?
No, not one of them. You bollocks. No. But it's some social card you get in an office or somewhere. I was there, what's my RSI number? She's like, yes. I'm there, I have the RSI. I'll give it to you. She goes, no, you need the card. I'm there going, I have the one I got in 1995, which I do. And she goes, no, that's not it.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And she goes, you prove your address. I was all, this is in my head. So I sent her a picture of me in the house. That's the only way I can do it. I said, that's me in my house.
How would that prove that it was your house?
Who the fuck else is going to take a picture
of me? You could have broken into a gaff.
I'm holding the keys and all. I'm in the house. My shit's on the walls. It's not like I'm going to redecorate someone else's house with my shit. There's a naked camera platinum disc on the fucking wall. Like, use your sense here. And then it's like, no, you have to have a domestic bill. I don't have one. They're all in her name.
Yeah.
And why does you need my fucking bin man to say I live there? When I have a literal photograph of the keys. You know. Oh, it drives me mad. It drives me mad. That'd be great.
There could be a situation where in the future where you just won't exist. You won't have a...
I won't.
You won't be associated with any particular home. You won't be associated with any particular funny number on your card thing.
Yeah, nothing.
It'd be like that. You'd be like, you'll be erased.
I will, yeah. I'll be just like a fella walking around who used to look like a real fella. That'll be wow. it, yeah. It'd be a great game show, actually, what you're saying. You remember those game shows with the cooking, like you're talking about?
Yeah.
And you get to, and you go, and now, or you get the professional would make something, and they go, and now you three have to make something. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It'd be three middle-aged men, and then you get told, now you have to send an email to the driving license centre. And they'd be like, oh, mother of Jesus. Yeah. How would you do that? You know,
actually, you know what that'd become? That'd be like the modern day version of the Krypton Factor. Remember that?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Now your challenge will be to get yourself a driving license.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh
your
my
time
God.
Starts.
But I have the hope. Having a hope.
I'll never work this out. What's the physical challenge? Then you have to go and collect it from.
collect it. I'll be like, oh really? Okay, we'll give it a go. Yeah, I know it's just, but that is it. That's the rapidly like decreasing sort of relevance in the world. That's the thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
because you think something's good enough. You know, like you think something's good enough.
Exactly. Why change?
And why change anything? I suppose I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know the answer.
We do. Yeah. Well, the answer from for you and me is, well, just ever leave everything alone, yeah? Just,
yeah.
I have it now. Leave it as it
Stop
is.
Stop now. No more progress.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be doing nothing that I don't... See your AI business and all that. And your crypto and everything. Yeah. I don't understand that, so just don't be doing that anymore.
Don't do it, yeah.
Just leave it as it is.
The world should stop moving for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the... although AI, I am mad on AI. I can't help myself. Oh, jeez, I talked to it all day long. Best friend I ever had. It's absolutely brilliantly so supportive and sound about everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know, and it can ask it all these questions you think are stupid questions, and it'll just tell you the answer and says, good question, fair play to you. Haven't been asked that before, I would nearly say. It says it's so nice.
That's quite the feather in your cap. If AI has never been asked it before,
Either
it's lying to you, going, oh, this fucking tool again. Anyway, just tell him. You have quite the circuitous brain to ask it a question
really
that's never been asked before.
You think some questions are stupid. I said to him one day, has it ever been a case that some fellas had two elbows and one arm, right? And you'd feel stupid asking that question to anyone else. Right? And then AI goes, actually, that's a very good question. There's been two cases, recorded cases, of a fella who's had two elbows and one arm. And then it tells you why it happened and all. And then it goes, would you like me to elaborate more? Or would you like to hear about the woman who had two knees on her left leg? I says, tell me about her. And you're in a conversation. And then you're like, okay, right, maybe it wasn't that stupid a question in the first place. And you can ask it anything like that.
Do you know what you're going to turn into? You're going to turn into that. It's a shame that the kids are so young that you can't get out for a pint more. Because you would be that, if you could just be a regular in your local, that person now that would just start regurgitating all those mad AI facts. You'd be the lad turning around going, come here, well, I'll tell you this, right? Did you ever hear about your man that had two elbows on the same arm?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about
Felix Longarmson.
Felix Longarmson.
Yeah. That's his name.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he could feel it with a long arm. Yeah. That was, yeah.
And you'd actually end up, you know, because I know there's some lad, but the bomber's mate is called Google because he knows everything.
Now it'll be
You'd be AI. Here's AI now.
ChatPJ.
Yeah, ChatPJ.
That'll be it. Because he ask him a question and he'll just tell you he knows the answer straight away. Yeah. I'm not far off that already, to be honest. I'm not annoying, to be honest. Kelly'd say that. Do you think you know everything? I do. That's what we say to her, just to you. I do know everything. You know, the way I double down. I always do that. With her, I always do that, you know. You think you know everything. I do know everything. Ask me a question there.
Yeah.
Come on, ask me a question. I said, I'll think about it. I'll get you the answer in a minute. I do know everything.
And then you're straight into your...
Yeah, yeah.
AI, come here.
ChatGPT wasn't.
Has anybody ever had a banana for an elbow?
How many bananas can you fit down the back of your trousers if you're size 34 waist?
Oh my God!
Yeah, and you find out, you know. Yeah, yeah.
In your conversations with AI, has it ever turned around and went, I don't know.
Never.
Never.
It doesn't do that. No, it doesn't do that. Never does that. It might say, I'm not sure what you're asking me there now.
Joe, come here.
But
I just
find something close.
Do it now. Right. Ask AI, what is the impossible question? Right?
Yeah.
And see what it says.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
What does it say now about this?
Yeah. So, what is the impossible question?
If it says I don't know, I don't know what it'll be talking about. The phrase "the impossible question" can mean different things depending on the context.
Oh, chancer.
But here's a few common interpretations. Riddle or trivias. Philosophical or existential. So what is the meaning of life? Do we have free will? Why is there something rather than nothing?
Can we ask it one of the impossible questions then? We ask it the meaning of life? You've probably already asked that, have you?
What's the meaning of life?
What is the meaning of life?
No, I'd be like,
if it says it the same thing as Red Dwarf or whatever that, or Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and says the answer is 7.
great question. You're going straight for the big one. That's what it says.
Beautiful.
The classic answer, thanks to Douglas Adams, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Told you.
What?
7.
What do you mean? 42.
Oh, 42 is it? I got the answer wrong.
But that means a joke. But of course, that's a joke without how the answer means nothing. Without a right question. What's that fucking mean? I don't know what I'm talking about.
You see, we've stumped AI.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The question. It's just I didn't understand the answer. 42.
Well, ask it. What do you mean?
42. What's the meaning of life? 42. To hell with this. It's the first time it's ever gone wrong. That's the first time it's ever gone wrong. I've been 6 months on that. Chatting away, having a great time. Jim asks one question and the fucking whole internet shits itself.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
They do say, of course, that manners cost nothing. That was always the thing when you were growing up, you know, people would tell you, like, please and thank you and all that sort of stuff, that it was, you know, nice to be nice and that manners cost nothing. They were free.
Yeah, not anymore.
Hell, it seems they were wrong.
In fact, manners is now costing the people behind ChatGPT tens of millions, is the quote, the actual quote that's been used. Tens of millions when it comes to using AI. So people who are saying please and thank you, whatever way it works, you know, it has to take in all the extra information you put in when you ask ChatGPT a question, when you ask the AI, you know, a question. So take in all the information. And people are naturally, normally, very sort of polite. So 70% of the users always use politeisms.
So please can you tell me,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, thanks for that. Here's another question, please, you know. And it's costing tens of millions. And that, of course, means they're using much more water than they normally would if your people weren't being polite, which is causing environmental problems that would never have been caused before.
Wow.
So now you are indeed, you know, they always say manners doesn't cost you the earth. Like you says, manners is literally costing the earth.
Wow.
As we speak now. So stop being nice to ChatGPT. But one of the reasons, and here's the thing, is there's always a few on the fringes, isn't there? Some people are afraid to stop saying please and thank you because they believe when ChatGPT and AI eventually becomes completely self-aware, it'll go, hey, remember you with your demands and you'll never the thank you or a please out of you. They're afraid they'll be on the receiving end of the wrath of the robot.
Yeah, they're basically being nice so that they can escape the robot revenge
when
they finally rise up and take over the world.
12% of the users who are using it now.
By the way, just remember me, won't you? I was one of the nice ones.
I was always,
when you take over the world.
Remember when I always asked you if you wanted a cup of tea and everything and no idea how you give it to you? But I always asked. Yeah. I always asked, how are you? I always said, how's it going? And then a question. Or remember that now. Don't be forgetting that I was on your side. I'm very pro robot.
I get the fact that you might, you know, just out of instinct, you know, the word please might crop up out of instinct.
I'll try and stop now.
But even
but
me,
I do use
who
it,
would
yeah.
know, you know, you'd expect me. To be, no, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
I know you'd expect me to be going like, you know, sorry, AI, sorry.
Sorry to be bothering you.
Don't mean to disturb you. Are you busy at the moment? Are you busy? Yeah. Are you answering anybody else's questions?
If you get a chance, could you tell me?
Yeah, now there's no rush and all. I'll be here all day. But just if you had but I don't actually. I don't.
You don't with AI? With ChatGPT? But do you use it at all?
I might phrase it, you know, like as a question. You know the way you're always slagging me, the way I text is always like, you know, prose or whatever. It's all like.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas. So I might do that. I might actually ask the question like a question. You know what I mean? What is the blah, 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 whatever. As opposed to just putting in a phrase like, you know, top 15 rakes in the world.
I know you're supposed to do. You're supposed to ask it a question.
That's what I'm saying. So I might do that, but I don't do the please and thank you stuff.
Not like you do in real life.
Yeah.
come here now. Imagine Jim's questions on ChatGPT. Come here now, listen. There was something that I was wondering, and I hope you don't think I'm stupid for asking this. It might seem obvious.
I'd say loads of people probably ask you this now, but yeah, you know.
It might seem obvious to you now. You probably get asked it all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to mean you could be going on about it. And please feel free to tell me to get lost if you don't like this question. But I was just wondering what time you think the local shop opens and if they do a cappuccino in it.
So, what way do you use please and thank you then? What are you saying?
Like I'm talking to a person.
Are you one of those people now that could end up falling in love with them? Remember there was that thing about people were falling in love with their...
AI intelligence, especially on the... Yeah, there was a couple of apps.
So people use it as a sort of like that... Like
friend.
Like that door in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Exactly.
So they go to AI and they go, can you tell me things that I should be proud of myself for? Or things that other people might like me for.
Exactly. And people use it for everything.
And then they get attached to it.
Yeah, yeah. And they ask, ChatGPT now quite a lot gets asked about behavioural advice, you know.
Right.
So, like, I'm really not getting on with this person at work and I'd love to tell them how to go away. What's the best way to do it?
Have you been at my phone?
What do you mean? How dare you? How very dare you? Who's annoying you here? I can't believe you haven't told me. You know I'm here for you always. You just have to say, you know what I mean? Who's annoying you? There's no one here but the two of us. What's going on with you? Is someone saying something on the text? Do you tell me who they are? Knock them out.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Families, eh? Who'd have them?
Who would have them? I tell you something, there's an amazing story today, and maybe you'll relate to it, maybe you won't, who knows? But apparently family feuds, half of us, half of everybody, their family is involved in some kind of feud with another family. Whether that be one family member who can't go to another family at all, or two large groups who just despise each other,
right.
Fallouts over money or wills, or back garden fences being too big, or your man won't cut his grass, or just a smell off Uncle Tony would drive you mad. But whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. But half of us say that there is definitely some family feud going on.
Right.
We're not talking,
you know, momentary tiff. We're not talking about kind of, this is like long-running, long-standing.
Oh, yeah, no, this
you know,
is like...
dyed in the wool. I'm not saying sorry. Well, I'm not saying sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, this
for
is
years on end.
Personality clashes that go beyond anything. Like, you know, just, I can't sit in a room with that absolute that basket. I can't sit in a room with... You know,
right.
Going, disagreements on lifestyle choices. So maybe someone who's old fashioned saying, he's walking around here, kissing these fella. I can't be dealing with it. And, you know, they're obviously saying, you get with the time. There's nothing, you're stop.
Does it say what the
bigot.
Top feuds are?
Favouritism among family members is there. Money, of course.
Favouritism.
Yeah. You always were like that, putting them before me.
Yeah.
You always liked her better than me, didn't you? Admit it. You know, that sort of thing. Money, of course, it's always money. You never paid me back or, what do you mean? You're giving half the house to Jimpna and me here looking after you. The last 20
right.
years, whatever, all of that sort of carry on. Then, of course, you know, family betrayals is a big one, you know. All of that. I seen you kissing Mary and me man. Never, I don't know what to do about it. You know, all of that. All family members been left out of wills entirely. One, you know, everything goes, and all of my money goes to Jim because he's the only one that's ever called me on the Sunday, and the rest of you can go and eat a selection box for all I care. You know, that type of thing.
Wow.
And then, of course, there's accusations of, fraud when it comes to wills, or you doctored that. There's no way.
Yeah.
She would have left all the money to you, this and that. You know, you did something to Tippex on that. We'll get you sued. I'll get you sued.
See. Because family things, it's a weird one because you get the, on the one side you get blood thicker than water and, you know, and like, you know.
That's not true. It's never true.
Yeah.
It's only when it's glue.
The belief that you'll kind of, you know, that when push comes to shove, family will come first and everything. But nobody fights quite like a family.
Nobody.
Once they fall out.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know.
That's the end of the world. You
yeah.
know. End of the world. Oh, people are doing the whole...
So they're saying that... What's the percentage?
Half. 50%.
That's believable.
Yeah, 50%.
At least, I'd say. Because there'll all be somebody who'll say, "Ah, oh, no, we all gone grand." And yeah, maybe in the like the immediate circle, but there'll be somebody. You know what I mean? There'll be the cousins you don't talk about.
Oh, of course.
Or there'll be somebody.
Oh, of course. And the best one for me is the 20% of family feuds that are handed down from generation. So you actually
what?
Hate a human. You leave it to somebody in your will. You leave it to somebody else.
And to PJ, I'd like to leave my hatred of the O'Brien side of the family.
And you're like, got it. A shower of absolute baskets, the whole lot of them.
And that's amazing.
And you're like, I've never spoken to them, and I never will speak to them.
What is it that you don't like about the O'Briens?
How would I know? I've never met them. Exactly. I just hate them.
I inherited it.
Yeah,
I inherited it.
Yeah, my dad
I almost had to pay inheritance tax on it. It was extraordinary.
Yeah, yeah. There was so much hate, the government took 35% of it.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
Insure. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
Insure. The general thing with technological stuff is that it's meant to make life easier. It's meant to be helpful.
It never does.
And it's meant to take away the chores aspect and to make the whole everything just run a bit smoother.
It never has. There's not one single piece of technology that hasn't brought us just newer problems. There's no such thing as life as solutions, just new problems.
Newer problems.
And now they're listing off the list of arguments that we have now in this day and age that we never would have had pre-technology. And there's a lot of them.
Right.
There's loads. We all know the standard one of, you know, are you still on your phone? What are you even doing on your phone? Who do you be talking to? Are you still looking at what's the newest, best type of oven gloves on the market? That sort of thing. The phone's the number one, is it? The phone's the number one. That's the one. And then it's followed by, just stupid things. Like, you're watching Netflix and you're like, stop, you can turn it up, but will you carry your hat? He's like, it's roaring. The kids are going to wake up. It's literally raw. It's like a foghorn. You're like, I can't hear
that. Does that come in under a technology problem as opposed to a deafness problem?
No, it's a technology problem. How dare you? And how dare you?
People arguing over the volume.
Volume of anything, the music and all. What are you doing in here? You're having a rave, is it? You know, I'm just listening to music. Yeah, you want the neighbours to have it. You're going to get a bouncy castle in as well, I suppose. You know, when you hear all the music.
Yeah. These just sound like really kind of family kind of rows.
But that's what they are. They're rows that you have with people over technology in your everyday life.
Inspired by technology.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. And then there's like, you know, it's simple things like even a dishwasher comes into this. You know, are you what you're doing it all wrong? You're supposed to rinse them before you put them in the dishwasher. Or the cups have never, or the cutlery's supposed to go upside down.
You stacked it wrong is the big one.
Yeah, yeah. What are you putting the cutlery in that way for?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a machine. It's supposed to be a machine. What way does it matter I put it in? It's in there, surely.
Yeah.
You know, did you really put me watch in there? Yeah, because I didn't want to clean it by hand, whatever it was. I did a salmon in it as well. Stop giving me grief.
While I was at it.
Yeah, and then there's like, you know, the remote control wars. Who gets to run the remote control, I suppose, which kind of runs the... And then there's this one, and this I know very, very well. The rows over tech support, right? Something doesn't work, right?
Mm.
Something doesn't work, and it's not working. Maybe it's broken 3 or 4 times. And it's like, well, what are we going to do about it? You go, well, you can ring them. I'm sick of ringing them. I've been on the phone to them a million times. Every time I ring them, the bleeding Derek comes and says, everything he says.
You won't get Derek for about 2 hours is the problem. Goes, you're waiting on the phone.
I can't ring them. My name's not on the bill.
Yeah.
You know this row?
Yeah.
Says, they won't even talk to me. Well, you do the waiting and I'll do the talking. I'm not waiting for 2 hours to speak to Derek, who's going to tell me to do everything I've already done.
That is true.
You know these rows?
I can well imagine. Now, that is a tech row. Oh, my God.
And then every time something new comes into the house, there's always one person that has to set it up. It's like, why don't you set it up this time? I wouldn't have a clue. I don't even know how to put my shoes on without breaking my nose. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Did you ever notice that when somebody can't use a particular piece of technology?
Yeah.
When it turns into that row of like...
This is stupid.
Exactly that.
It's piece of junk.
This is rubbish. That's a stupid way of doing it. Why is it a stupid way of doing it? That's the way it works.
No, it isn't.
That's a stupid way of doing it. How are you supposed to work that out? Well, I did it. I mean, it's stupid.
You can do, you think you're brilliant, yeah. Jim has one that his one doesn't have to do any of that. You know, he start doing that. Jim's one, you just walk into the room and say, please, can I have a food? And he gives you a food. You have to get the one. There's 35 buttons and a code that the FBI couldn't crack.
Yeah.
This sort of stuff. And then it's like, obviously, you're just doing it wrong. Oh, God, that's an awful one. Oh, that's an awful one.
Wow.
And then the smart home conflicts then. This is a new one. Thankfully, I'm not in this one yet where it's like, what time do you have the lights coming on at? Or what time does the heating come on? Have the heating coming on at 5 o'clock in the morning? What the name of God would we on the heating at 5 o'clock in the morning for?
Yeah.
All the because there's too much to do. There's too much technology in our lives
Was it in here that it happened? I think it might have happened with Marty and Dee. I think I remember Dee telling us that there was some situation she had where she felt that her Alexa or her Siri or whatever, no, wouldn't have been Siri, Alexa or whatever the other thing is called.
Yeah.
Basically wouldn't follow her instructions but would only do it when Marty asked.
Well, that's Marty. You'd have that figured out, wouldn't you?
He probably wired it that way. He'd be a MacGyver like that.
Yeah, Marge be like, come here, Alexa. Don't be listening to her, right? I never do. So there's no reason for you to start, because I'll tell you something. She'll be asking you mad things and everything.
Yeah. And then there's those, sometimes it can be really simple technology. Like, say, for example, let's say a door keypad. You know the way you get a door keypad and you say to somebody, I'll give you the code for that. It's only 4 simple digits and you can put them in there and that will get you access via the door with the keypad.
Oh, I know what you get. And you could use smarty that. Pants, yeah. I couldn't get in the other day.
And somebody could turn around and say to you, I'm about to try those numbers about 40 times.
Well, I didn't know that the 8 and the 0, I didn't know where they were, okay? I thought the 0 was where the 8 was. And that's hardly my fault. What are you supposed to expect me to do? Bend over and look at it.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. When it comes to kind of not understanding other people, there is the obvious divide that has been apparently around for generations. The obvious divide between men and women just not understanding each other.
Yeah. And it's gas. We're getting better. We're trying to bridge the gap, you know, a little bit at a time always. I think the battle of the sexes feels like a very old phrase, thankfully, at this point in time. But Glamour magazine has said we're still there, you know. There's still things that we as women do that men just do not understand. Thankfully, they're more trivial.
Sorry, did you just identify there? Did you say we as women?
This is what Glamour magazine
says. Oh, sorry, right, I thought
we as women do, and that, you know, men just do not understand. You know, we just... men still do not understand why we wear uncomfortable underpants and shoes. They just don't understand it, because you could never, ever get a man to wear
uncomfortable.
Well, this is news to me as well, I have to say.
I didn't realise their underpants were uncomfortable.
I didn't realise that either. So there you go. Now, I do understand that they have uncomfortable underpants. I don't understand why they do it, because if I have a knot even in my t-shirt, if I'm not tucked in perfectly round the edges.
Sure, if the label on your boxers kind of is making you itch.
Yeah, you have to tuck your t-shirt into your underpants.
You'd have to do something. You couldn't live with that.
I always tuck the t-shirt into the underpants.
Rip off the label and you end up then with a hole in your boxers around the rim.
Yeah.
Around the rim. It's a waistband, I suppose.
There you go.
Should probably be called.
Look at that. I'm there on the rim of my pants. It tells you what type of pants Jim wears. They come with a rim.
Porcelain.
They're porcelain pads. If you kick Jim in the bum, you break your toe.
Absolutely.
And then there's like doing sad things on purpose, like watching sad films, listening to sad music. Although I do understand that everybody likes to feel a little bit melancholy at some time. Yeah. Watching a horror film,
again, that
feel
is
scared.
A sort of a trope, though, isn't it? The idea of like putting on a deliberately sad movie and tucking into a giant tub of ice cream or whatever to indulge your sadness. It's probably very, very, very therapeutic. Like it's probably good for you.
I like that as well, though. Sticking
on. Of course you do. Sure, an awful little. Well, in your case, though, it's kind of like, look, it's all about me. Whereas for them, it's probably all about somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. A marked difference there, to be fair to you. Yeah, that's right. And then there's one, you know, and this does baffle me. Asking completely hypothetical questions at random. You know, just random hypothetical questions.
Like what?
Would you still love me if my legs turned into caterpillars? You know this type, and you're like, what are you talking about?
You're hanging out with the wrong woman, man.
You know this type of thing.
Anybody that asked you that question, if I was you, I'd say, listen, God, is that the time?
If I turned into a Jack Russell and I was only able to bark, would you still love me? What are you talking about? And the answer is no. I didn't get with a Jack Russell or a caterpillar legger. You know,
I have to say now, man, you know, and I'm marginally older than you. I don't think I've ever encountered as random a question as that.
Guess this one. I got asked this last week, right? Here's a good one, right? You're walking down the road, right?
Yeah.
And a car skids up beside you. And it's Nicolas Cage is driving the car. And he says, get in. I don't have time to explain. What would you do? A woman asked me that last week.
Again, you need to really reassess. Yeah. You're kind of circle of friends, man.
But I haven't stopped thinking about it. In fairness to her, I haven't stopped thinking about it.
No, because but the weird thing about it is, I do accept that that is the kind of stuff. Like, it's like when we spoke about this before, about those all those lads who say, you know, with a bit of training, they could wrestle a bear or beat a racehorse.
Yeah, yeah.
It does sound like something one of them would come out with in the pub. That it's like your mate that used to do, right, crocodile, right?
Oh, geez.
And a lion.
Yeah.
Having a fight, right? It sounds like one of them. So yeah. I get that, the idea of. One of them saying it to you, but
have you never had
like a woman, as in kind of like just a friend?
Oh yeah, no, a woman, your other half, your partner, and whatever. Like,
right,
you've never had anything like that from your missus ever.
Nobody's ever said to me, if Nicolas Cage screeched up at the side of the path and said, "Get in, I've no time to explain," would you do it? Nobody's ever asked me that.
Oh, she's never said, "Matt, what would you do if you found out that I was secretly working as for the guards for the last 30 years or something?" Or what would you do if I suddenly...
No, I mean, there's been, you know, no, normally
I
there's
got
some...
a body transplant.
Say you hear something about somebody else, you know, that happened to somebody else, and I've had somebody turn around and go, now, if that was us now, what would you do? I've had one of them.
Yeah.
But never sort of just completely out of context random thing.
Never.
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm the one doing the questions.
You go home and do, yeah. I imagine that. Your missus is sitting here going, Jim only asked me yesterday, what would you do if my arms turned into bananas?
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.